tell us a little bit about what you've discovered when you first started looking into these issues and what you mean when you use the term alternative.
Actually, there's a very simple definition of the term alternative. It refers to any health approach that is not accepted or prescribed by mainstream medicine. And I started investigating alternative cancer treatments 4 years ago, back in 2001. To be honest, I did not expect to find a whole lot of credible information. So when I did, I was stunned. Not only is there a large body of scientific evidence supporting alternative cancer approaches, but I also was able to speak with countless people who had been successfully using these approaches for years to beat their cancer. However, I also found that there was so much information on this subject, it is actually overwhelming, and I realized that anyone just diagnosed with cancer would not have time to sort through it and discern which approaches were credible and which were not. So my goal in writing this book was to sort out the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, for cancer patients. In Outsmart Your Cancer, I present what I found to be the 12 most effective alternative approaches available today.
On what basis did you choose those 12?
The criteria I used in selecting these was that there needed to be a significant track record of success, significant scientific evidence, and testimonials that proved each approach works in real life. I also felt people would do best if they understood any approach they chose to use. So I explained the science behind each treatment method. That way, people can understand how they're getting rid of their cancer. And the science is fascinating. I even came across patterns of scientific principles that a number of these approaches are based on, which I go into in the book.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Are you a medical doctor?
No, and I make that very clear in my book. My professional background is actually in the mental health field. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology and am a retired MFCC, which stands for Marriage Family Child Counselor. Since I'm not a physician, I tell people not to construe anything I say or write as medical advice, and anyone dealing with a health issue should always consult with a qualified physician. However, I do quote statements and research in my book from well-known physicians and other medical experts.
What do you mean when you say, outsmart your cancer?
Now we're getting to the good news. I chose the term outsmart because non-toxic approaches work in a very smart way, by targeting those characteristics that are common to all cancer cells, but are not shared by normal healthy cells. I also felt the title, Outsmart Your Cancer, implied the opposite of what conventional medicine does, which is to basically bludgeon cancer to death with toxic methods. The problem is that toxic treatments, like chemotherapy and radiation, also damage a person's healthy cells and can cause serious side effects, such as nerve damage, liver or kidney failure, heart attack, and death. Even the common hormone-blocking treatments, such as tamoxifen for breast cancer or Lupron or Casodex for prostate cancer, can have life-threatening side effects. On the other hand, virtually all alternative cancer approaches are non-toxic, meaning they don't harm a person's normal, healthy cells.
Don't cancer treatments need to be toxic to kill cancer?
No, they don't. The only thing toxic treatments are really good for is reducing tumor size quickly. And to tell you the truth, that's all that conventional research tests for. But toxic methods rarely are able to get rid of all the cancer cells in a person's body. So they usually only produce short-term results, not long-term cure. They even, as many of us have witnessed, often shorten a person's life. What became apparent to me was that the most important key to obtaining long-term cancer recovery lies in using an approach that allows for continual use.
That's interesting. What do you mean by continual use?
Well, what I'm referring to is this. Toxic treatments like chemotherapy or radiation are always administered with breaks in the treatment. This is because these approaches are so toxic that if you gave them to the patient continuously, the patient would die from the treatment. So with mainstream medicine, breaks in treatment have to be provided to allow the patient's body to recover. But the most dangerous quality of cancer cells is that they are very good at replicating fast. So when a person's body is recovering from the treatment, the cancer cells are too. This is what creates the vicious common cycle of treatment, remission, often until the patient's body finally gives out and dies. Lots of people out there know firsthand the horror of what I'm talking about. However, on the other side of the coin, the beauty of using a non-toxic approach is that this vicious cycle is avoided. The patient can administer the treatment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for as many weeks, months, or even years as they need to in order to get rid of every last cancer cell without ever giving the cancer any breaks that allow it to grow back.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. But I thought there was a lot of progress being made in chemotherapy treatment.
Unfortunately, the progress is minuscule. I think people would be surprised to know, for instance, that for most types of cancer, even now, there is still no scientific evidence that chemotherapy can cure or significantly prolong a patient's life. And as long as they continue with this toxic model, they won't make any significant progress. The travesty is that conventional cancer medicine has focused all of its research on short-term results, not long-term cure. After decades of expensive research, mainstream medicine's most effective tool is still surgery. Yet surgery alone is only curative for a very small percentage of cancer patients, and not ever curative once cancer has metastasized. What I found was that people who are having the best results and long-term cures are people who are using non-toxic approaches alone or combined with non-mutilating surgery.
Is there more to alternative cancer treatments, though, than just going to your local food store and taking common supplements to boost your immune system?
Yes, there is. What you're talking about is effective for helping to prevent cancer. But most people will need a stronger treatment method to get rid of cancer once they have it. It's like a bucket of water can effectively put out a campfire. But if that campfire is allowed to turn into a raging forest fire, then a bucket of water is not going to get the job done. I discovered that the most effective approaches are unique, powerful methodologies, many of which can only be obtained from unique sources. And most were developed by very innovative scientists whose work was based on scientifically proven principles. For instance, one of the most important scientific principles is that cancer cells are primarily anaerobic. This was proven back in the 1940s by a brilliant German scientist named Otto Warburg, who focused on the functioning of cancer cells and received 2 Nobel Prizes for his work. Warburg concluded that the prime difference between all cancer cells and all normal healthy cells lay in how they obtained energy for themselves. All cancer cells rely on an anaerobic process, meaning without oxygen, while all normal cells rely on an aerobic process. Dr. Warburg and later researchers discovered that you can target the anaerobic characteristic of cancer cells to make them die. And this can be done in 2 different ways. One way is a method that was developed by a highly respected American physicist named Dr. Aubrey Keith Brewer. Dr. Brewer knew from Warburg's research that cancer cells function anaerobically, and he understood that anaerobic cells can only thrive in acidic, low-oxygen environments. He discovered that he could use a natural element called cesium to alkalize cancer cells so profoundly that they would die very quickly. He then perfected a method of administering highly alkalizing cesium along with potassium to cancer patients, and he had incredible results. Dr. Brewer's approach to cancer is called cesium high pH therapy. More recently, people have found that a special form of liquid ionic cesium and liquid ionic potassium, along with some other supportive supplements, appear to work even better than the old form of powdered cesium that Dr. Brewer used. By using liquid ionic cesium and potassium and a few other easily administered supplements, some cancer patients are having remarkable results.
Now let's hear from cancer patients who, through the use of cesium high pH therapy, went on to be declared cancer-free by their doctors.